Ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Lee from South Korea, working at the Chungcheongnam-do Agricultural Research and Extension Service. It's a great honor to make a presentation like this. The title of my presentation is The Characteristic and Change of Waste Nutrient Solution Used in Semi-Function Hydroponic Cultivation of Tomato Bunners. Now, I'd like to describe the tomato cultivation of Korea very briefly. The total cultivation area of tomato is about 6,976 hectares in 2050, and the production is about 457,000 tons. Hydroponic cultivation area of tomato is about 602 hectares in 2016, which account for 8.6% of the total area. It's important to develop the recycling system of waste nutrient solution in view of closed hydroponic cultivation of tomatoes. Because many farmers grow tomatoes with hydroponic and release a lot of waste nutrient solution readily to the surrounding natural environment. So, we investigated the change of inorganic compounds to examine the possibility of a recycling system of waste nutrient solution, which is a Yamazaki nutrient solution drained during the hydroponic cultivation of a tomato using koi perlite medium from March 18th to June 2018. The EC of waste nutrient solution was increased from 2 to 3 dS per meter when tomatoes were grown. The pH of waste nutrient solution was low as 5.5 to 5.8 level until middle April and maintained pH 6.1 to 6.4 level after the end of April. The concentration of nitrate, phosphate, and potassium was similar in both waste nutrient solution and initial nutrient solution during the early growth stage. While their concentration of waste nutrient solution was higher than that of initial nutrient solution at the middle and late growth of tomato. The concentration of calcium and magnesium saw no significant difference between the initial nutrient solution and the waste nutrient solution until middle April. But the concentration of calcium and magnesium in waste nutrient solution were increased by 1.32, 1.5 times than that of initial nutrient solution after the end of April. The bone content was higher in initial nutrient solution by the end of March, but it was increased by 1.5 times in waste nutrient solution than initial nutrient solution. The pollen content was also higher in initial nutrient solution than waste nutrient solution from the beginning to the end of growth. In general, inorganic compound concentration in initial nutrient solution and waste nutrient solution showed no difference at the seedling period when absorption of nutrient is low, but that in waste nutrient solution was higher than initial nutrient solution because evaporation loss of Big Friend increased. Also, this research provides a lot of information about the change of inorganic compound in initial nutrient solution and waste nutrient solution as one of the recycling nutrient solution for hydroponic cultivation of tomato. Future study for the availability of waste nutrient in plant, vegetative, and reproductive growth are required in the near future. Thank you very much for your big attention.